Michelle Lynn, I love the question about what books I most recommend to people. In fact, I've included a whole talk on that. If I had to choose one book that I give to people, it's Annie Lamont's Bird by Bird, because it's a way to live and be in the world as an academic physician. And so it's a book that I think is particularly relevant if you want to write and you're not sure how to get started. You asked about what advice I would give to a smart, driven student who's about to enter the real world of taking care of patients. I think the most important piece of advice is to really enjoy the stories and the relationships you build with patients. I think that the medicine is, at the end of the day, relatively rote, and if you're smart, you'll figure it out. I think that you have to sort of listen carefully for what the patient is really telling you. I also think that the point is to realize that you're not going to be the right doctor for everybody, and that that's okay, that you have to figure out the patients that you work best with, because it is a relationship. I'm not sure about bad recommendations. I think that people often think that because I'm a palliative care doctor that it's all really sad. And while it is sad, I think that for me, what makes it worthwhile is that you sort of see people really care and love each other, and you see how people respond to stressful encounters. I think a lot of people are burned out about medicine because of the amount of paperwork, and I don't disagree with that. I just think that you have some choice about how you want to spend your time, and trying to write notes like you're writing a novel is probably not a good use of your time or energy. I appreciate in my colleagues honesty and straightforwardness. I also think that, particularly in palliative care, we often try to take care of everyone, and I think that people should take care of themselves and trust that other people can take care of themselves. I'm not sure about the assumption that people make about me. They're probably right. I am, because of who I am, I find it sometimes easier to be a doctor and a academician than a regular person in relationships, and that probably has more to do with control. I think the thing that I would recommend to people is that often we get in our own way, and that if you haven't seen a therapist, it is often a good idea to help figure out what you're about and how you can be more effective. What matters most to me at this point is really having relationships with my patients and helping mentor people. What doesn't matter as much, and it probably mattered a lot at the beginning, was getting stuff done and getting things published. I don't care if I publish them. I still have things that I want to say, but I really care about helping other people get them done and publish them. I hope this is helpful to you, and it sounds like a great project.